Oh, kakakisha. Our Father who art in heaven, Jehovah, creator of all heaven and earth. We come before you this morning with a humble heart, Lord God. First of all, asking you for repentance, Lord. Repentance for all that we have done, Father God. That's unknown to us and that's we know we have done, Lord. So we humbly come before you asking you for your forgiveness, Lord. Lord, and we asking you for your presence, not to leave us, Father. Go with us, Lord. Make the crooked path straight, Lord. Go before us, Lord, and let us know the errors of our life, Lord. Let us have a humble heart, Lord. Soften our hearts to know when you're there at the door, Father God, that we can open the door and let you in, Lord. That we can keep you activated, Lord. Oh, Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come before you just saying thank you for rising us up on this beautiful morning, Lord God. We rose in our right minds, Lord God. Some of us might have rose with aches and pains, but Lord, you brought us through. Lord, thank you for showering down your rain on us today, Lord God. Oh, Father God, thank you for your blessings, Lord. Lord, we was in our right mind. We know what assignment that we had on our lives today. And we just want to thank you for it, Lord. We're thanking you for not letting us get that call last night, Lord. Lord, Father God, but I'm coming before you than the ones that did, Father. I ask that you touch them right now, Lord. Touch them and let them know that they're still left here, Lord, because they got an assignment on their lives, Lord. They have something that they got to do, Father God. And I'm asking you, Lord God, go before them, Lord, and help them. Help them, Lord God, Lord. Help us to do your will, Lord. Lord, thank you for our protection, Lord. When we slumbered and slept, Lord, you had your angels of protection all around us, Lord. Lord, thank you for guiding us to this house one more time, Lord. Lord, thank you for touching the ones that's in the hospital sick, Lord. Touch your believers that they open up their minds and they just inhale the healing because they know you are the higher healer, Lord God. Lord, touch the ones that's shedding at home, Father. Touch their minds, Lord God, and let them know that you are always with them, Lord. And Father God, I ask you as your true believer, I come before you today, Lord God. And I'm asking you under the sound of my voice, Lord, that you would touch every individual from the crown of their head to the sole of their feet, Father. Whatever they're standing in the need of, Lord God. I'm thanking you for it right now that it is so done, Lord. Their protection, Lord. Their healing, Lord. Their finances, Lord. Lord, I'm asking you and thanking you right now for their coverings. Lord, continue to protect us, Lord. And we will be so ever grateful for you. And Lord, I thank you for the covering over this house, Lord. I thank you for apostle and overseer, Lord. I thank you for the leaders, everybody that comes before you, Lord God. Whatever word comes from their mouth, Lord God, I ask that you cover it right now. I ask that the words be from you, Lord God. And Lord, we thank you for it. We thank you for it right now, Lord God. In your son Jesus' name, we are so grateful. And we say amen, amen, amen.
God, as we move forward with the flow of worship.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
We come this day to magnify
yes,
the Lord.
God. Yes,
give
God.
Him all our praise.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Yes, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Praise the Lord! Praise Him! Praise! him some praise.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah.
Come on,
yes.
Praise him.
Y'all, but I feel God. I feel God in this place. I feel God in this place. I told y'all this ain't gonna be no regular church no more. After Friday night, there will be no regular service. Amen. I feel Jesus.
I feel Jesus.
In this place. Right here, 6499 Georgia Highway 85.
Yes, my soul.
Yes.
Burn within me. I feel Jesus.
Anybody feel Jesus?
In this place.
I don't want you to feel him because I said feel him. I want you to feel him because you truly feel Jesus. I'm not one of them ones to pump and prime you. I'm not going to tell you to act the way that you ain't feeling like you want to act. Y'all ain't hearing me. I want the Holy Spirit to rest, root, and abide in you. It ain't about the flesh, it's about the spirit.
Yes, my soul.
My soul.
Burn within.
Yes, yes.
Me.
Yes.
I feel Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Jesus. This place.
In this place,
I feel Jesus.
Yes, I feel Jesus. But let me tell you about this place. Keep that. Let me tell you about this place. See, this place could be your mind. Hey, this place can be your heart. This place can be your soul. Y'all ain't hearing me. This place could be your spirit. See, things about God is not about the physical place. It's about the spiritual place. So feel Jesus in your heart today. Feel Jesus today in your heart.
In this place.
Start with your heart. Feel him.
Yes, my soul.
Yes.
Burn within.
Right there. See, that's when you know, because it's burning within. I feel him, y'all.
In this place.
See, it's about an enter. It's about being on the inside and not the outside.
I feel Jesus.
Shana baba banseka. Hey. Na 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 kase. Hey. Baba malala kase. Na 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 banseka. Hey. Bana bana na 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 kase na na. Hey, Shababa Papa, say. Wherever your this place is, that's where you should feel Jesus. Wherever you need him, if you need him in your heart, that's where you should feel him. Even if you're going through something and you're in the middle of a mess, you should be feeling Jesus right there in the middle of that mess.
Jesus in this place.
Whatever your displace is, that's where you should feel Jesus. This place. Thank you.
I feel Jesus in this place.
Amen. Amen. Amen.
Good morning.
Amen.
What such a wonderful morning. Welcome to Upon This Rock Faith Ministry, where Apostle Keith R. Jackson Sr. and Overseer Mia J. Jackson presides as our pastors and spiritual leaders for this body of Christ.
Okay,
do we have any first-time visitors with us today? If you could please stand and remain standing. We are so glad that you chose to worship with us today. Please complete the visitor card and return it to one of the gatekeepers prior to leaving. You're more than welcome to come back and worship with us at any time. You could have worshiped somewhere else this morning, but you chose to come here, and we say thank you. You may be seated. Here at Upon This Rock Faith Ministry, our mission, a servant to God's people of the land. Our vision, a body of Christ that stands together in faith upon the word of God. Our church is also known as God's Spiritual Hospital. Our church scripture comes from Matthew 16:18, New King James Version. And I also say to you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of Hades shall not prevail against it. We thank you all for worshiping with us by way of Facebook or YouTube. We would like to invite you to come out to our physical building located at 6499 Georgia Highway 85, Riverdale, Georgia 30274. Please visit our website at uponthisrockfaithministry.com. If you'd like to give an offering, the Cash App tag is on the website. This year, and probably many, many years after this, we're going to be enhancing our spiritual posture. While working on our spiritual posture, our physical and mental postures will automatically align themselves. You'll feel this within yourself. People will say this to you. So if you're not getting that self-feeling or you're not being told you've changed, you're different, then you need to work a little bit harder. So don't forget to schedule your one-on-one with God multiple times per day, multiple times per hour. Today, Sunday, April 30th, today is my son's 33rd birthday. Amen. Happy birthday, Tim. At 11:30, Apostle will be the anniversary speaker at My Father's House Pentecostal Church in Riverdale. Senior Pastor LaTanya Crawford, they are celebrating their fourth year of steadfastness, stability, strength, and growth in Christ. Please view more information regarding events and other church-related news and announcements in the church's Band app. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Good morning. I don't apologize for my praise this morning. God has been so good, and I thank him for his grace and his favor. And as long as I am living and breathing on this side, I will continue to praise the Lord. Amen. I thank him for blowing breath in me on today, waking me up this morning, being allowed to come to church without any assistance. Without any assistance. I'm able to walk, shower myself, feed myself, do for myself. And I just thank God for that. And I thank God for all of you. Amen. We will now prepare for our confession of faith as we do weekly. If you believe, when I say we believe, you say we believe. That's if you believe. If you don't believe, then you can remain seated and you just don't believe. But I pray next week when you come, you believe what I'm saying. Amen. We believe the Bible to be the only infallible written word of God. We believe that there is only one God eternally existing in three persons, God the Father, God the Son, and God the Holy Spirit. We believe in the blessed hope, which is the rapture of the church of God, which is in Christ at his return. We believe that the only means of being cleansed from sin is through repentance and faith in the precious blood of Jesus Christ. We believe that regeneration by the Holy Ghost is absolutely essential for personal salvation. We believe that the redemptive work of Christ on the cross provides healing for the human body in answer to believing prayer. We believe that the baptism of the Holy Spirit according to Acts 2 and 38 is given to believers who ask for it. We believe in the sanctifying power of the Holy Spirit by whose indwelling the Christian is enabled to live a holy and separated life in this present world. Amen, amen, and amen.
morning. Today's scripture coming from John 3. John 3, verse 1, I believe, 1 through 6. There was a man of the Pharisees named Nicodemus and ruler of the Jews. The same came to Jesus by night and said unto him, Rabbi, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, for no man can do miracles that thou doest except God be with him. Jesus answered and said unto him, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. That's deep. That part. Nicodemus said unto him, How can a man be born when he is old? Can he enter the second time into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto thee, except a man be born of water and of the Spirit, he cannot enter the kingdom of God. Last verse, that which is born of the flesh is flesh. And that which is born of the Spirit is Spirit. Thank you for listening for the reading of the word. Amen.
Glory be. Be seated. Amen. Listen. If you miss Friday night church meeting, you miss a meeting. You missed a revival within a revival. We got to understand that a revival is nothing but a meeting. Hello, somebody. Amen. And we learned some things. And it's so.